Scott with SJAWealthWire.com. Final Days Report, episode 412. Are we going to see U.S. troops via the Insurrection Act after April 20th? It's a critical milestone in terms of the Insurrection Act. We'll get into it. And then how does that play Elon Musk going after free speech that, oh, by the way, parlays into the Alex Jones hook at Sandy case? Can't make this up, my friends. It all seems scripted. One big playbook. Break from the right-left paradigm, my friends, because Trump is bringing in the New World Order and the World Economic Forum's Fourth Industrial Revolution. I thought this was a wicked clip by Elon, and let's set it up. He's in an interview with Fox News talking about how he's going after people's free speech that helped ignite the mind-controlled zombies that have actually been terrorizing Tesla dealers and burning cars down and just showing act of violence. So he's going after those that have been spreading lies. Well, who determines the truth? All of this goes back to the Alex Jones case. Now, I'm going to actually give a summary of an interview that's gone viral from a lawyer who said he thinks Jones threw the case. One big playbook, my friends, to destroy free speech. Elon, we have free speech in this country, and I realize the Constitution has been buried for years, but that's not what they've told us. So we're going to continue to be strong and be bold and shed a light on darkness. So the vandals of the Tesla vehicles, when they get busted, of course they need to be put in jail or whatever the law determines. But this is a plan. This is a script. Elon should be worried about running his companies, my friends. Doge is EGOD backwards. When they unlocked and covered all the Social Security scams and payments and all the people that were dead receiving money, the script is they want to bring on ID 2020. You can see it. We've called this for years, my friends, but let's play this. This is wicked.
It's the people pushing the propaganda that caused that guy to do it. Those are the real villains here. And we're going to go after them. And the president's made it clear, we're going to go after them. The ones providing the money, the ones pushing the lies and propaganda, we're going after them.
You need to think about, how does this fit Noahide laws that we've always been covering? That's the big picture. We'll get into the April 20th and troops on the streets to go after the illegals, but when will that be turned on you? FEMA camps being built everywhere. When will they round you up when you don't actually take the full-blown mark of the beast, the operating system in you, as they authenticate it, as they turn it on and it goes live, and you can't buy or sell? If you don't hook up to the hive mind and worship the image, what's going to happen to you? The infrastructure, my point, is just being built. But I thought this was a great post from Trumpet News One, his Telegram account, very popular Telegram account. Well, 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 here comes the full-blown dictatorship of both Jab Daddy and Captain Brainchip. Now remember, with Neuralink, you don't need a chip. They actually have nanotech and neural lace, according to Elon. That's the one big watch out. Let's continue. They will censor and come after anyone that is spreading the truth about exposing their transhumanism agenda, this bio-digital convergence. Did we not tell you all that this was coming? The persecution will be unlike anything we've ever witnessed, especially as Trump starts creeping more into his snake speech, as you start seeing more and more and more and more crap from him. This guy's right. I just read an article that Trump threatened car executives not to increase their automobile prices as the tariffs increase. Now, from my background, I managed business units for Fortune 100 companies, small ones, $100 million, $200 million companies. I was in charge of the P&L. When you have a cost increase, you typically increase your price. and it gets passed on to the consumer. I got chewed out once. I was working for a cheesecake company, and dairy skyrocketed, but I didn't want to lose market share, and I didn't take price. I got chewed out in a boardroom for an hour and a half. Is Trump going to subsidize the difference of the cost increase with these automotive companies? I put the story on Telegram from the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about how the executives were somewhat afraid. What's going on here, my friends? If the government does subsidize the cost increase, that's fascism. Let's continue, because I went off on a little tangent there. Why do you think they are already censoring people like Laura Loomer on X? And I thought this was an interesting point. During this interview, they made sure to display the eagle facing the arrows in the background. They will wage war against the saints. This is all biblical. Again, this ties into Noahide laws to me when they implement that whole process. Now, Elon talked about going after free speech. Well, Alex Jones had free speech for the at Sandy case. I'd like to put this on some channels, some social media platforms that censor, because they are gaining some traction. So I'm speaking in code. I hate doing it. I've lost so many channels. It's hard for me to curtail my tongue. So the person that is supposed to help us defend free speech and defend the Second Amendment actually harms us. And I had a dream when I first started my ministry to not follow two truthers. One of them was Alex Jones. Don't follow him. I didn't know why, but I obeyed the Lord. I kind of can see now why. But the words from this interview, and I'll put the link below of the interview, it went somewhat viral. It's from a lawyer, and he's being interviewed by Victor Hugo. I've seen two videos of Victor Hugo. I don't know much about him, but I do know he's done two good interviews that I've watched that people have sent me. And Robert Wynn Young went over a lot of the different documents, and his website is alwayswin.com/operation/madcap. The interview is on his website as well. But this lawyer uses the words capitulation, describing Jones in the case, capitulation, giving up, surrendering, and betrayal. Those are his words, his opinion. And I know lawyers are listening to me. Do me a favor, watch the interview and let me know if you agree with Robert Wynn Young's assessment. Because I like two witnesses. I like to get more opinions than just one person. But this interview was mind-bending. I'm just going to give you some highlights. And I knew this, but I never saw the details from a lawyer. Jones admitted his paperwork into the courts. He admitted lying the entire time about the hook of Sandy. Really? He lied the whole time to create attention? That's a surrender. I probably don't even have to read any more bullet points. I don't believe that for a second. Jones did not claim free speech as a defense. I'm paraphrasing the interview. Jones sandbagged the First and Second Amendment with his defense. There was a comment early in this interview, and I'm paraphrasing here, said the Second Amendment military grade weapons to slaughter children and educators. It was unscrupulous for the company to market these weapons. So Wynn went on to say, this is an admission that the plaintiffs never had to show the event happened. That whole thing is key. And I knew that. I heard that from other truther channels. Admission that the plaintiffs never had to show the event happened. Wynn goes off on basic things he would have asked for. So not a real effort to defend the case. That is capitulation. And he actually goes on for three main points, but one of them that he kept on going back to is they did not defend themselves or himself in a federal court. He said that was such foolishness. The federal court would have thrown us out probably in a year, according to Wynn. So the major transgressions is he just didn't pursue a federal court. And he gets into some legalese terms that you might have to listen to it twice and search some of the words that he uses, but I think he's a very clean communicator, this lawyer, and he's been a lawyer for 30 years, 29 years. And he goes on to say Jones did three things to self-sabotage his case. The first, an act of rage, and I remember this. I remember seeing a video of this, an act of rage where he went on to say that the plaintiff lawyer tried to frame him with child porn. And then the judge went on to say this is an intentional intimidation and allowed the plaintiff not to respond. So his actions caused a blip in his defense, is how I understood that. Now, to Jones's defense, I've had stuff placed on my computer and I've had stuff taken off my computer. So stuff like that can happen. I just lost a YouTube channel. I've lost one. So I just tried to build another one out. I don't have any subscribers. But my password doesn't work. I can't get it back. And somebody put a video there in my name. It's creepy. Creepy. I think it's intimidation as well. Number two, November 15th ruling by default pattern of destruction by not providing discovery. I remember that as well. He wasn't providing discovery. And then the third one is assert federal question jurisdiction. So he was tried in the wrong court. He should have been tried in a federal court. And he uses words like smoking gun of collusion. So I highly suggest you take a look at this interview because my point is Elon is using this same playbook. Precedence has been set. Do you see it? I haven't followed Jones in the longest time, my friends. A lot of people will call him controlled opposition. All right, this is an older story. I've noticed this with Candace Owens and other black people. They're trying to shut their mouths and paint black people as racist. You know who controls you on who you can't criticize, my friends? But alleged Nashville school shooter praised Hitler and shared neo-Nazi content. And let's continue reading. The Nashville shooter, Solomon Henderson, mentioned Candace Owens in his manifesto, stating that she influenced him. He cited her right-wing views and conspiracy theories as significant influences on his actions. This has led to considerable backlash against Owens, with critics pointing to the potential impact of polarizing rhetoric. Owens has responded by calling the manifesto a troll and denying any connection. I'm suspect when I see these manifestos. They seem like false flags. I'm not saying the event didn't happen. You know, with maybe it was an MK Ultra. Maybe the guy just went off on it. But something smells about the story. And you got to peel back the onion. Why are they having black people supporting Hitler? I mean, it was just kind of, right? Where does this all lead to? It leads to a certain group that you can't criticize, my friends. It just seems like a script. Because let's continue. This is a couple days ago. U.S. Attorney General labels pro-Palestine protesters domestic terrorists. I might play a montage again of more people saying October 7th of Israel was a total false flag stand down. Did people die? Were there hostages? Sure. Just like 9-1-1. But it was a stand down, my friends. And if you don't see that now with how Trump's saying he's kicking everybody out of Gaza and going to turn it into the Riviera of Israel, I don't know what to tell you, my friends. I still need to do the Bible study on the foundation of the Scofield Bible and its satanic roots. Early on, I never fell for being a Zionist because there's a new covenant. It's Christ or bust. And so many of my brothers and sisters in Christ are just blinded. But let's continue on the story about the U.S. general labels pro-Palestine protesters domestic terrorists. So you can't assemble anymore peacefully? It's absurd that these universities are not stepping in to protect them. I mean, if they're getting assaulted, their rules on the books already, right? Yet they're shielding these protesters who are also, I believe, some domestic terrorists. She said Bondi claimed that demonstrators were inciting riots and violence against students on college campuses, although she did not offer specific examples. And I wonder if it's some paid provocateurs, right? It's been going on forever. we're going to pull it from every university if you do not comply with the law. Bondi warned, referring to the move by the administration of President Trump to withdraw $400 million in funding from Columbia over its failure to stop anti-Semitic harassment. There are laws on the books already. Pray, my big thing is praying that people get saved. All right, the next story I want to cover is actually from True News, talking about Mike Huckabee going to pray to Chabad Lubavitch Schneerson's grave, just like Trump. This is creepy, my friends. I thought Huckabee was a Christian pastor. Something smells.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has yet to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. At least at the time of this recording, I don't think he had been confirmed. You probably know Mr. Huckabee is a hardcore Christian Zionist. He has visited Israel at least 100 times in his lifetime. He published the book, The Kid's Guide to Israel, that indoctrinates children with Zionism. He supports Israel's brutal bombing of the Palestinian people, including the deaths of 20,000 children. He has said that there's no such thing as a Palestinian. Well, with his vote looming in the U.S. Senate, Governor Huckabee traveled this past weekend to New York City to visit the gravesite of none other than the dead rabbi, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Why? To seek the rabbi's blessing from the grave so that his vote in the Senate would go well. I'm Rick Wiles. This is True News for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Let's begin our analysis and commentary of today's news with this headline published by Forward, Jewish publication. We are people of the book. That's what Mr. Huckabee said today in the U.S. Senate. We are people of the book. Which book, Mr. Huckabee? Which book?
Let's summarize. There's such a war on free speech, and we've been covering how Trump twice now has talked about censoring free speech. His own words. Both the right and the left want it done. It's wings of the same bird. But how does this impact the Insurrection Act? President Trump signed an executive order that included a directive for the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to submit a report by April 20th on whether invoking the Insurrection Act could aid in mass deportations. In my understanding, the numbers have gone way down. While this would be unprecedented, Trump has expressed interest in using the act for immigration enforcement. Legal experts have raised concerns about such potential misuse of the act, as it is not designed for such purposes. From Newsweek, Insurrection Act explained Trump admin deciding whether to invoke 1807 law. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a federal law that allows the president to deploy the military and National Guard to quell unrest, such as insurrection or rebellion against people having a rebellion against Teslas, against the protesters, against Israel and the genocide happening there, or to enforce the law in certain situations. Critics worry that invoking the act would consolidate federal power and give Trump more leeway to use the military for domestic law enforcement or immigration enforcement. You think? Is this a wild time to be alive, my friends? But this is what I was just thinking about when I was reading about this. Think about Noahide laws down the line. Think about Jones throwing the case, according to that lawyer's opinion, and how Elon is using that same playbook to go after free speech. When will they put AI overlay over free speech? They probably already have it, but really ratchet it down, my friends. Think about the iron mixed with clay agenda, this bio-digital convergence, and that is ramping up this mark of the beast system. This is crazy, my friends. This is a Watchman News ministry. I'm just telling you. All these events, and then World War III as well. It's very dynamic time to be alive. I think we need to be bold. Spread this message, my friends. Pray. Get in your prayer closet. One of these days, they're going to ban the Bible. They're going to ban the Bible, the real Bible. They'll probably come out with a counterfeit that doesn't have Romans 1 type material and doesn't mention anything about Jews' involvement with the crucifixion of Christ, because it's anti-Semitic. That's where this whole thing is going. But I want to read Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it." People's hearts are hardened. I don't know why that scripture just reminded me of this podcast. But it's a great time to be alive. It truly is. Hopefully you're blessed, and thank you for your donations. Keep me in the fight, my friends. I know we're over the target, my friends. And I'll be bold. I will be bold. God bless.
Everyone knows that what happened in October 7th was an Israeli setup. Everyone knows
what? Look at him smile.
It was an Israeli setup.
I can do it. This is Jonathan Pollard, right? The former spy. And if anybody would speak for Israel, this guy's going to speak for Israel. He gave his life for Israel. Listen to this.
The famous spy that spied, stole American technology and gave it to Israel? Here's what Jonathan Pollard had to say.
Reasons why this happened on Simchat Torah. Why it was that it took 6 hours for any reaction to occur when the Army and Air Force bases were within earshot of what was going on. I have friends who were helicopter pilots, staff pilots, who were sitting in their cockpit ready to take off. Fully loaded, ready to stop in the defense. They didn't get their orders for 6 hours.
They were ready at
6 hours, ready to go, already in the helicopters. They knew what was going on, right? Knew what was going on. And then you got Rabbi Mizrahi right here.
Who cooperate with them for sure.
I stand corrected. Mr. Mizrahi. By the way, for those of you that don't know, I will not use the word rabbi ever again. Unless it's referring to Jesus Christ. He is my rabbi. Because the word rabbi means master. And the more you say it, the more they become your master. Listen, though.
Inside job, for sure. Don't be foolish. That all of a sudden they broke in 15 different places in the fence and nobody showed up for 8 hours. No intelligence. No radars. No police showed up. No army showed up. Nobody came. No air force. It takes 3 minutes for an helicopter to come from a base into the border. 3 minutes. I was in the air force. F-16 in 1 minute is up. from the minute there is a siren, in 1 minute the F-16 is already up ready to shoot anyone.
So you did not inject GP-15, PP-14 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
Is that exactly what it is? This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who's that?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of that?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom the inscription says the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Nope. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that?
That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Wait, let me see that.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are, this is the inscription which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek, and they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you, Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation, Warp Speed, March 27, 2020. Approved by the DOD. Warn your fellow Americans, this whole thing by this COVID agenda is all dual citizenship Zionist Jews. I used to be a hardcore Zionist. They want all you people dead, and Trump is their Messiah. Make no mistake of it. He will return.
Can I see the back of your shirt?
All right.
Go Trump! Go Trump!
Yeah, Trump's gonna kill all you people.
Too long. There was one more viral image going around, and this is the one everyone's been talking about. Is this, Dirk just pulled up on screen, stained mattress that was pulled out of the tunnel being carried by members of the synagogue. So there's a lot of crazy conspiracy theories. I don't want to go down any tasteless rabbit holes. But David, if you could,
explain why was there a mattress in the tunnels and what is a stain? A lot of folks are wondering, is this stain feces?
No, it's not feces.
What
the
is
stain
it?
Is blood, and basically we did rituals. I said that before. There were some rituals that we do in the tunnels, and sometimes the rituals might involve someone who recently died, and we'll bring them down there, and we're trying to do a ritual to bring back the Messiah, which is a Schneerson, if you heard about him on the news. So he died many years ago, but we have rituals that we believe we can bring him back. And so...
So how do these rituals
work? Was that the main guy who was sort of instructing on the tunnels?
Well, that was a long time. He's the head rabbi, and he's the guy that we look for direction.
Mm.
Right, and the news was saying that he is potentially not passed on.
Right, that's right. So we don't know that, so we try to do rituals to try
to bring him back.
Correct, exactly.
So how do these, can you explain the rituals and why does it involve a mattress?
I don't want to go to the details of the rituals, but basically we don't put the body on the floor. We put the body on the mattress, and sometimes we might make an incision somewhere on the body, and a little bit of blood will come out. But I don't want to go into the details.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, you mentioned when we talked on the phone that you brought a book with you.
Yes.
Yes,
this is the type of book I bought, and this is the type of book that describes different types of rituals and things of that nature.
So how does that, can you explain the book?
Well, it's too detailed to go through the book, it's a detailed book, but I suggest if you have a chance and you want to get the book, you can read it.
Book of Living and Dying.
Yes, the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying.
So where did you guys learn? You guys use this for the rituals? Is this an ancient Judaism thing?
No, we use some different books, and this is one of the books.
Hmm. So how did you, learn of this, though?
Again, through other members.
Okay. And you don't want to get into the ritual at all? So you're laying someone, who are these bodies that you're putting on the mattress?
These are basically members of the synagogue who recently passed away.
Oh. So they're dead.
Right, they're already dead.
Oh.
And you missed that part, Tony?
I didn't know if there were people sacrificing their lives or something.
No, they're not sacrificing their lives. They died of natural causes. And before you bury them in a cemetery, you basically bring them down.
Into the tunnel.
Right, for a ritual. That's it. It's more like it's not something spoken about, okay? But you can understand. Just like other religions or something, when someone dies, they might keep the body in a house for a couple
days. Can do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Same idea. So it would be no...
Universal No-Hard Code deals with the responsibilities of the individual. Briefly, the No-Hard Code, we could spend an hour or days here talking about each law, and it's not just these laws, it governs laws between fellow men. It has to do with how you conduct business, how you say good morning to your neighbor. It has to do with a whole range of laws, visiting the sick, burying the dead, etc., which are not included in these laws. These are like the Ten Commandments, which are a basis, which from this many laws and common law, and by the way, British law or Western law is based on this from the Mosaic law. It comes from Euro Gratis. It's a whole nother subject. We could spend a whole nother afternoon on that, but we're not going to go into that. We're just going to briefly go through what they are, and you can do your own research at your own time. The first one is to believe in one God.
When the world was repopulated after the flood with Noah, God gave seven laws called the Noahide laws. This is the bedrock of any civilization that were to exist. And the Rebbe pleaded, if only the United Nations will go back to the basics and empower their nation to adopt the seven Noahide laws, then this world would be a very different world, and perhaps we wouldn't have lost 150 million lives that we have lost in the last 200 years. So I ask every nation that's here, everyone that's listening, consider taking the seven Noahide laws back to the basics and apply it to real daily life, and we will see a world difference.
Under the Affordable Care Act, death by guillotine is an actual inclusion for the use in capital punishment. Just as the Noahide laws were classified under an education bill, death by beheading by guillotine is classified under medical code ICD-9E978. just another way to treacherously hide a deadly and diabolic scheme against most law-abiding Americans. This is a reality that has existed for a while now and is law. In a predominantly Christian nation, this is an amazing evil, and I believe it will be used in all its treachery in the very near future.
The Talmud, which means the Jewish rabbis, through oral tradition, manufactured the Noahide laws out of thin air. They didn't come from the Bible. They didn't come from God. They came from the Jewish rabbis who wrote the Talmud. Every president since Jimmy Carter in 1978, including Donald Trump, has signed this public law installing Noahide laws and Shabbatism in the United States. Every single president, Democrat or Republican, since 1978 has signed this document instituting Noahide laws and Shabbatism in America. Here's some things you need to know. Jewish Noahide law calls for the death of anyone practicing idolatry, blasphemy. Pause. What was the charge the Sanhedrin brought against Jesus? Blasphemy. According to Shabbatism, every Gentile commits idolatry, no matter what his form of worship, unless he converts to Judaism.
But the seven Noahide laws, unlike what most people think, it's not only seven laws, it's seven of those specific laws, plus all of the laws in the Torah that are common sense. Anything that's common sense. So for example, in the Torah it says that you have to respect your mother and your father. That's not one of the seven Noahide laws, but obviously it's common sense. In order for us to have a civilized people, whether they're Jews or Gentile, obviously we have to respect our parents. It's common sense. Same thing goes with anything else that's common sense. In reality, the Noahide laws are somewhere around 60 laws.
Every normal Jew knows a reformed person is a clown. Every person knows it. If a person tells you, I'm a reformed rabbi, what do you expect? It could be a goy, non-Jew, rabbi. Go to Manhattan, see who the reformed rabbis are. Korean, this, Chinese. People that have nothing to do with Judaism. They made themselves rabbi. They went to university, learned Judaism. The reform takes everyone, no problem. Or a gay living with a boyfriend, married to his husband. He can be a rabbi, a criminal like this. This is a joke. Most people understand.
You have 6 billion idol worshippers who makes God angry every second of their life. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Tibet, Nepal, Thailand. So many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many, 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers, between Chinese, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews. Even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.